Revenge is a double-edged sword. It makes a cut, but you also feel the pain. It's true that you were able to make up for Bizard's insult to you by getting revenge on him, but you can be sure that the result of this revenge isn't peace and calm. You have to forgive before you'll feel better.
I'll feel better when Bezard is completely ruined, when he loses everything he has.
Why are you trying to run away from reality by trying to strike a blow against the person that was once your partner in life?
What reality?
You really don't realize that you're making a victim of yourself so that you can blame him for everything, when in reality at least half of the blame is yours.
All I wanted was a happy life. But I only had misery.
Everything that happened is a result of the mistakes that you both made. Misery is the fruit of the tree that you planted yourselves. If you hadn't gotten married like that, if you hadn't resorted to hiding in secrecy, maybe your mother would be alive right now. Maybe Hissam would still be alive. All of these problems and suffering wouldn't have happened to you and Bezard and your families. If only for once, accept at least half the responsibilities and act based on reality.
Yes. I made a mistake. But Mrs. Farooz-Anfar, if you were in my place and if your life was destroyed because of a false love, you wouldn't be judging me like this.
What do you know about my life, my darling? Do you even know that I am the result of a hidden marriage? Did you even know that my father did the same thing to my mother that Bezard did?
It's interesting. Apparently, being unfaithful is genetic for the men in the Farooz-Anfar family.
It might be like that, but as opposed to you, instead of spite and hatred, I chose a path of forgiveness. I learned that from my mother. May she rest in peace. She always said darkness won't get rid of the dark. You need to have light. You can't get rid of hatred with hatred. You need love. Spite won't get rid of spite. You need forgiveness. Forgive so that you can be forgiving, not a miserable person.
Your words are really pretty. But I can't forgive Bezard.
Come. Do you think you'll be belittled? If anyone would be belittled from forgiving, then God wouldn't be so great. Argovan, dear, just remember, in this day and age, more than ever, people need forgiveness to be rescued from the pain and suffering of the lives they lead. You are an educated girl, my darling. You lived in society. You know that all the problems and suffering that people experience is because of spite and wanting revenge. I'm asking you to think a bit more about this.
No. That's not justice. People have to be punished for their sins. I'd told Bezard that I hate injustice. Right now, I've got the opportunity to show it to him.
If every person were supposed to hand out justice based on their own rules, then everything would fall apart. Life would become chaos and anarchy. No, Lady Attorney, you're not responsible for handing out justice. There are courts, there are laws, there's a God. God is everywhere.
What happened, Manusha? Are they gone?
Apparently they're gone. But they'll leave someone to keep watch. The police can't just forget about something like this that's happened. Look, I keep calling, but it's turned off still.
I don't know why this had to happen.
A fool throws a rock in a well and 100 wise men can't bring it out. Right from the start of this, I knew that that boy would create trouble for us with his idiocy.
But Bezard isn't the type to get into a fight. That guy must have... He must have stepped on his tail. I really don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Man, that poor guy was just sitting in his house and your brother went there and he beat him unconscious.
God forbid, what would happen if he dies?
Then they'll execute him.
Oh, God. Oh, God. My life has been ruined. What's this that you've done, boy?
May God never forgive those that have thrown banana peels in front of him so that he'd fall down head first.
Don't tell me I'm one of them.
No, man, why would I say anything about you? But, well, you could have helped him out, you know. Back when you should have twisted his ear, you just went along with him. Now that you have to help him, you've left him all on his own.
Oh, man, what the hell am I supposed to do about it then? Man, did I do a bad thing to grab him and drag him out of that girl's life? How should I have known your brother wanted to steal money? He wanted to get a multi-billion Toman loan by using someone else's title.
Look, Manuja. Look, Manuja, I'm begging you. For God's sake, go and find him so we can figure out what we're supposed to do.
But what the hell am I supposed to do in this huge city? He's turned his phone off too.
Hello, Bizard.
Hello, hi. Aunt, what happened?
Well, the doctors say he's still in a coma.
Then he's still alive. Thank you, God. Is there any hope he'll regain consciousness?
I hope that he does. You should pray that he'll come back. You don't know how much his mother's crying, the poor thing.
God, please help me out. Okay, listen, Aunt, just like you said, I called home and Baha picked up the phone, but she didn't talk. I took advantage of her silence and told her everything.
You did a very good thing. If you keep talking to her and insisting, it might soften her heart and perhaps she'll forgive you. I don't know.
I hope so. What about you? Were you able to find Argovan?
Yes, I talked to her.
A lot, but that girl's got so much hatred and spite in her heart that nothing has any effect on her. I only hope that the things I said will be a wake-up call for her.
I really don't know what I should do.
What you should have done last night, darling.
Go to the police station and turn yourself in. I'll come home and we'll talk about it some more. Goodbye for now.
Goodbye.
Oh, no. Look what they've done to my child. He couldn't even hurt a fly. Whenever he could, he'd always help others out. Oh, darling, may God
Mother
never
dear,
forgive them.
Please calm down.
Oh,
you're
no.
going to wear yourself out.
Oh, no.
Ma'am, don't make yourself so upset. You should go and get some rest.
If anything happens to my brother, I will never forgive the person that did this. He'll have to be executed.
Oh, what should I do, darling? What should I do, darling? Oh, darling.
Baha, do you think that perhaps Argovan's brother going to the rehab was a plan too?
I don't know, Nagar. The family's capable of doing just about anything.
These herbal teas are much better than those pills that you've shoved down the throats of your patients morning to night. Get up, my darling. Drink it, it's good for you.
Thank you.
Don't upset yourself, darling. That boy deserves whatever happens to him. He deserves much worse than this.
Mother dear, please, just stop it. This poor thing is already suffering enough as it is.
But what is it that I said? What I'm saying is that you shouldn't be fooled by that boy's words. He's just crying crocodile tears to win your heart back again.
Oh, man, he's her husband. He's not her enemy, Mother.
A man that's rotten to the core is worse than 100 enemies. Listen to my advice, darling. You need to pull out that loose tooth and throw it away. Otherwise, if it gets infected, it'll ruin your entire life. Praise God, you're a doctor. You know better than I do.
Mother, please, just stop it now.
Stop it so even worse things happen to her, yes? You mean you're less than that girl? Did you see how she shamed him and rubbed his face in the dirt? Did you see how she answered his betrayal?
Look, Bizard may very well have betrayed that girl, but ever since he married Baha, he didn't do anything wrong.
Nagar, come over here for a minute. Aren't you ashamed of yourself taking that coward's side in front of your sister, huh? Aren't you ashamed?
I'm not taking anyone's side, Mother. I'm just thinking that it's been a while that you've been looking for an excuse to ruin their lives.
Me? Are you crazy? Why would I want to ruin their lives?
Because you were never happy with Bezard. In my opinion, you've never liked him at all, really. But, Mother dear, now's not the time to be settling personal accounts. Instead of reducing the flame of these problems, you're just adding more fuel to the fire, Mother.
Look here, child. I won't allow any person to get in the way of your happiness. If I have to, I'll even set the whole world on fire.
Mother dear, for now you're only setting your daughter's life on fire.
You're really talking out of turn. All that's left is for this little kid to teach me about life.
When something's right, it doesn't matter who says it. With your selfishness, you're ruining Bahar's life, Mother, really.
You arrogant girl, this devil's tempting me to smack you in the mouth.
That's enough. Just finish it. I don't need you to feel sorry for me. Just leave me alone. I have got more than enough intelligence to make decisions about my own life.
Fine, you can do whatever you like. No one's getting in your way. I won't say another word. And I'll shut my mouth. Sarul's dead, I'm in my grave. It's the curse of Dr. Tavakolian that's done this to us. You broke his heart, and this is what's become of our lives. What do you want here?
I want to talk to you.
But I have nothing to say to you.
I promise it won't take long.
Very well, just for a moment. Come inside. Hello there, Sergeant. It's Azania here. Stay right where you are. Don't come any closer.
I've come to talk to you.
I don't have anything to say to you. As far as I'm concerned, you're a stranger.
But you're not the type to let strangers into your house.
Instead of all this, just say what you're doing here. Why did you come here?
I came to say that Mehran...
Yeah, Mehran is dying, and you're the one that caused his death.
But I just went to tell him I know about your scheme. He denied everything, and then...
And then you hit him and knocked him unconscious.
I only wanted to defend myself.
Well, you'd better do that in court. I've called the police. They're on their way to take you.
You did a very good thing. I'm really tired. Prison is a really bad nightmare. But there are worse nightmares than prison. At least I'm happy that in the end, it's you that'll be turning me in.
They say the wind takes everything away. But you set foot in my life on your own, you bastard. Our story started off really well. But you did something for me. To have no memories of you besides hatred and spite.
I was like an autumn that had put all its hopes in your spring. Just like a cold winter day that had made a warm summer day out of you in my mind. Do you know what's the worst thing you could ever do to a woman? It's to destroy the love and kindness within her. That's what you did to me. You crushed my trust under your foot, Bezat. My life. My mother. My character. You destroyed all of it. I did something to you. But you did 100 times worse to me.
You did everything that's necessary in order to destroy me as a man. That's what you did. So we're even now, aren't we? Bhargavan, I want to ask you for something. I know it's way too late to make up for things. I know that you hate me, but please, please forgive me.
I want to, but I can't. I just can't. I can't anymore. I might be able to forget you, but I will never forgive you.
Is this Mrs. Anya's house? We're here from the police deposit, ma'am.
Yes, come in.
Mr. Azania?
Hey, hello. How are you? Well, when did you come? I didn't notice.
Could you tell me why you came after me, please?
Excuse me? I don't understand what you mean.
In fact, you know very well what I mean, sir. Aren't you ashamed of playing with me all this time, really?
I played with you? What are you talking about?
About your scheme. You came after me to get information from me to take for your sister. Isn't that right?
Excuse me, but I think it was actually you that insisted on seeing my sister. Have you forgotten?
No, I haven't forgotten. But it was you that plotted to get close to us.
Excuse me, why would I actually do such a thing?
In order to help your sister, to be able to get revenge on Bayzard, of course. What kind of people are you? The type that's just ready to take advantage of anything and anyone in order to get what they want, am I right?
Hold on a second.
Out of my way, please.
It's not fair to just say what you said and then want to leave. At least wait and listen to what I have to say.
Very well. I'm waiting to listen then. Go ahead.
I want to confess to you, honestly. The first time that you and I saw each other here was purely by chance, and there was no scheme at all. And right now, I'm really sorry I got involved in this game. Really.
You expect me to believe what you're saying?
No. But at least think about it. This might be the last time we see each other. But I just don't want you to have any bad feelings towards me.
I don't know. Maybe we both made a mistake. Maybe it was better to keep this secret in our chests and not have caused all of this suffering. Do you see, Sina? Sometimes people who are so sure they don't do anything wrong in their lives, what horrible things they can cause. Goodbye.
Is it this way, Sarah? Come on, Mum. Hurry up now.
Do we go?
That's right, man. It's that way.
You go. You go first. Oh, you go first.
Look at what you've done, child. Wait till you get out of here. I'm going to smack you in the face so you learn. You stupid child.
What news of Nick Carr? How's he doing?
He's asking about Nika.
Give it to me. I have to do it myself. Give it.
Hello, Bazaar, dear. Hi. I love you, darling. Don't worry. This whole time, we've been constantly visiting Nika.
He'll be fine.
His doctors say it might take a while till he regains consciousness. Maybe a month. Maybe
don't
a year.
Say it like
of course,
that now.
We're all hoping he comes
and
too.
And if he doesn't?
What do you mean, if he doesn't? What are you talking about, Bazaar? Why are you being so negative?
Give it to me.
Say something to him, darling. I'm very optimistic. God willing, everything will be fine.
Right, Mother, give me the phone so I can talk too. Come on.
Hello, Manucha.
Hello, Bazaar, dear. How are you? You all right?
I'm
you
good.
All right? You having a good time, brother? They're moaning and crying for no reason. You don't need to worry. I've talked to Bayat and he's agreed to be your attorney. We filed a complaint against that jerk, Nikar, and his con artist buddy. Sooner or later, they're going to get him, brother. It's just that, Bazaar, on Manucha's life, I'm going to ask you something and give me an honest answer. Beside those two, is there anyone else involved in this at all?
No, no one.
On Manucha's life.
I said no one. Give me the phone. Bazaar, dear, I love you, darling. Don't worry about a thing. Even if we have to sell our lives or spend it to get you released. God forbid, bite my tongue, but if something happens to Nikar, the inheritance that Uncle left for us, we'll spend it all for Nikar's blood money. You don't need to worry, all right? Isn't that right, Manucha?
What are you saying? What I meant was, what kind of question is that to ask? Of course we'll do it, Bazaar. Brother, just look at me. Don't worry at all. We'll sell everything we've got and spend it all on you. Don't worry about a thing. We'll get you out of here. Anyhow, by the time you get out of here, they'll have kicked me out of the factory. Then we'll wander the street together selling fruit as brothers.
Manucha, what news of Baha?
Well, what can I say? Baha's in really bad shape. I mean, God forbid, I don't mean physically, no. I mean emotionally. Soraya knows a lot more about it. Hold on, talk to her.
Bazaar, dear, Baha's doing fine. She's just a bit upset with you. The poor thing has the right. You broke her heart, darling. Bazaar, dear, I'll give the phone to Mum. Talk to Mum, all right? Talk to him.
I love you, darling. We just have to pray for Nika to get better. That's all. God willing, everything will be fine. Just put your trust in God. God is the most forgiving of all, darling. Take care of yourself.
Hello there, Namat.
Hello, ma'am. Hope you're well.
Hope you're well, too.
Ma'am, this morning, while you weren't here, the mailman came and brought this for you.
Thank you.
Did you need anything else?
No, you can get back to your work.
With your permission.
That's great.
It's too wide. Make it closer, please.
And now? Is that better?
That's good.
Okay.
Hello, Agavan. Tonight, with whatever excuse I could come up with, I sent you with my children to their home, so that after staying awake next to my bed for 2 days, you could get some rest. I'll tell my daughter to mail the CD to you a couple of months after my death. You were an angel for me, Agavan. A very kind and compassionate companion who, if she hadn't entered my life, I would have died much sooner than this. But my concern for you is that a person that can give life to someone else like this, God forbid, might take the path of hatred, revenge, and spite. I've seen things within you that you might not have seen yourself, Agavan. I feel that the past is still following you around, much like a shadow. The past and its bitter memories are like a frozen corpse. A frozen corpse. And embracing it will only cause incredible difficulties for your spirit, my dear. Agavan, always remember that the distance between victory and defeat is sometimes even thinner than a strand of hair. You understand that? I'm afraid of the day that the wealth I've left behind will become a sharp dagger for you and will be stabbed into the hearts of others. My dear long-suffering darling, I want you to know that there's never been any place in this world, there's never been a time that you'll be able to find any people that were able to achieve happiness and prosperity through violence and revenge. You cannot answer violence with violence. Revenge itself is a type of loneliness. But you're after peace and calm. Know that the way to get it crosses the paths of forgiveness and compassion. Forget the past, so that you can smile at the future that's awaiting you. Think about tomorrow's sun that will be rising for you. I swear, the days that break your heart, nothing can help you like your God. Nothing else can help you. Therefore, my dear, be strong. My dear, be strong.
Hello, is this the special care unit? I wanted to see how Mr. Nakar's doing. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hope you're well. It's just a
little
something.
Thank you. Why did you take the trouble?
Hello.
Dr. Syed, your waiting room.
Don't worry, darling. I'm just fine. I'll call you again later, darling. Just remember, no matter where you are, your daddy loves you. Goodbye, my darling girl.
Hello. Was that Gazelle?
Hello. Yes, it was Gazelle.
Thank God you're better.
Yes, talking to her made me feel better.
I owe you an apology. You put your life in danger because of me. Forgive me.
What are you saying? For you, I'm ready to do anything. These are good days for you. The guy's in prison and you're loving it, aren't you?
The truth is, I'm not sure anymore that this is what I want.
What is it? Don't tell me these months I was in a coma. And something new has happened, yes?
I don't know. Maybe... maybe it's better if we end this game.
Oh, you're crazy. And you've made me crazy for you. Two crazy, ambitious fools. You know... you're really lucky I stayed alive. Otherwise, you'd become really infamous. Argivan. For you, I went to the other world and came back. Is there anything else you want?
Yeah. I have one more condition.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello.
Hello.
I wanted to say...
You don't need to say anything. Get on with your life. I just... hope you'll be a good man for Baha. Be the husband that every woman dreams of having. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I have to tell you that during the phase of digging up the ground, the problem that came up for us was part of the foundation of the neighbor's house that's come onto our land. It was extremely difficult to dig up the ground. It was difficult because when you dig up the ground at any moment, it's possible that the foundation back there might collapse, and then that wall would be its subject
to... Oh, please, excuse me, sir, but I really don't understand what you're saying. I'm just begging you. These children have been entrusted to you. I want all safety precautions to be taken.
You can rest assured we won't forget about anything.
Thank you. Excuse me.
No problem.
Hello, hi, Bizard. Where are you?
Hello, hi there, Aunt.
I just got out right now.
That's great news. But why didn't you tell me sooner?
I didn't know about it myself. I just found out this morning. It seems Nikar gave his consent.
Well, thank God. Thank God 100,000 times.
The truth is, I wanted to tell you before anyone else. After all, I've caused you a lot of trouble during this time.
No, my darling. What a thing for you to say. What have I done?
By the way, Aunt, what news of Baha?
You have to go and see her, Bizard.
You have to talk to her. You have to talk so much until you convince her to forgive you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm not afraid to die.
وسط میمیرم، جواب دنیا رو میدم، با تو میمونم واسه همیشه. کدوم خواستم، کدوم جون، کدوم عشق؟ شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه، تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون خطا دروغه. از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه، هوسهایی که دامنگیر میشه، میترسم چون دلم بی‌اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی عشق میشه. حرفی که نگاهی نمی گفته و می گفته
میفته اتفاقی که گاهی نمیافته و میفته حس یخ زدن تو آتیش